Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. I want to welcome you to Christmas Day if you were following these readings on an Advent schedule. Merry Christmas. We're studying today, We Have Seen His Glory, John 1, 1 through 14. Let's pray together. Our Father, your glory is shed abroad, but focused on one baby that we think of this day, Jesus of Nazareth, but born in Bethlehem, not in some palace, but laid in a manger with a peasant couple to care for him. And so, O Lord, you brought into this world your Son. Teach us, O God, to kneel before him. Teach us to love him, I pray, afresh, this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. John's Gospel doesn't speak of the manger and shepherds, but focuses directly on Jesus and who he is. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. In this passage, we learn several things about the Son. One, he is called the Word, the Logos, the very communication, expression of the Father. God's message to the world in human form. Two, he is with God and is God. Three, he is the creator of all things. Four, he is the source of life. And five, he is the brilliant light that illuminates the dark corners of our souls and dispels our darkness. Since Christ is so central to any meaning on planet Earth, so much of the essence of life itself, it is impossible for a human being to construct a healthy, vibrant personal identity without him at his center. You can fake independence, but ultimately, life without Christ as Lord is hollow, dim, unfulfilling, and off balance. There is so much to talk about in this very rich passage, but I want to focus on the pitched battle between light and darkness. Verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Darkness in verse 5 seems to almost personify the prince of darkness, Satan, and all those who live in spiritual darkness. Light is shining, but they somehow haven't understood or grasped it. Moreover, the Greek word suggests that they haven't overcome the light. John observes, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work, 1 John 3:8. Christ's light, God's glory, represents and brings true life itself. Light is brimming with inextinguishable life, and this light and life attack darkness and death wherever they are found. Sadly, not all are willing to receive this light. John 1, 9 through 11. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Though Jesus is a Jew, the Jewish leaders as a whole reject and ultimately crucify him. Jesus' mission is exclusively directed towards the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but they don't listen. They reject the light. The battle between light and darkness rages on. Paul speaks of it, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Many resist this light and refuse to allow his searching brilliance to illuminate the dark corners of their hearts. Yet to those who receive him and keep focused on him, there is wonderful healing, cleansing, and change. 2 Corinthians 3:18, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another." Now we come to the astounding text, the ultimate Christmas text, John 1:14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Christmas is all about the Word becoming flesh, taking on a human body, a physical body. The theological word for this is incarnation. Paul describes it poetically in his letter to the Philippians, Philippians 2:6 through 8, "who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." Look again at the second half of verse 14. "Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Several concepts demand our attention. First, uniqueness is expressed as the only Son, or the only begotten Son from the Father. He is not just another created human being. Jesus is utterly unique. Second, glory. Throughout the Old Testament, we read about the glory of God, sometimes manifested in fire and brightness, the Shekinah, the dwelling or settling of the divine presence. John himself had seen that very Shekinah glory resting upon Jesus during the Transfiguration, and was, with Peter and James, eyewitnesses of his majesty. Third, grace. Jesus is full of grace and truth. His favor, or grace, is not based upon our worthiness. Rather, it is unilateral. God doesn't love us, that is, show favor to us, because we are deserving. His grace or favor doesn't have anything to do with our worthiness. Jesus took our sins upon him to make us worthy. Fourth, truth. Jesus is the truth teller to the world. He tells good news and exposes as lies the so-called truths about ourselves that we desperate people have been clinging to. He declares in John 8:31-32, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Truth is freeing, but dangerous. Truth's enemies seek to suppress it. Its enemies want to kill anyone who speaks it. The devil is the polar opposite of truth, a liar and the father of lies, and there is no truth in him. But if we walk in Jesus' light, we find our way to the Father. John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Christmas Day is the celebration of God's light coming into the world in the person of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Embrace him today. Embrace his searching light. Embrace his truth. And let his glory infuse and change you. Our discussion question for Christmas Day, based on John 1, 1-14. According to John 1, 1-2, when did Jesus first appear on the scene? How divine is he? What is the theological term describing Jesus becoming a human being? Verse 14. In what way does he bring us grace and favor from God? In what way does he demand that we acknowledge his truth? Let's pray together. Jesus, you who have come with your searing truth and your all-encompassing love to heal us and forgive us and make us whole. We surrender afresh to you this Christmas day. Help us to follow you each day of our lives until that day when we find our home with you. In your holy and hopeful name, we pray. Amen.